Hello, my name is Steve Wilbraham, and I'm the senior pastor of Congregational Presbyterian Church. We are glad to offer these audio sermons for our congregation and for those interested in learning more about our church and the Christian faith. We invite you to visit us, to meet our pastors and members, and to join us in the journey of faith. The mission of our church is to know Christ, to become like Christ, and to share Christ. Now, on to the sermon. This morning we will read together the story of God's calling of Samuel. Now at this time in Samuel's life, he had been living for several years in Shiloh, where he was serving God's priest Eli there in the tabernacle. Samuel's mother, Hannah, had been barren for many years. She'd been able to have a child, and that was a great grief to her, we learned back in chapter 1. And so she prayed to God, and she said, "Lord, please give me a child. And if you bless me with a child, I will dedicate him to your service." And sure enough, she became pregnant and gave birth to Samuel. And after Samuel was weaned, she took him to Shiloh and dedicated him to the work of the Lord. And this is where we pick up the story in the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel. And I'm going to be reading from chapter 3 and beginning in verse 1. "Now meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, 'Samuel.' 'Yes,' Samuel replied. 'What is it?' He got up and ran to Eli. 'Here I am. Did you call me?' 'I didn't call you,' Eli replied. 'Go back to bed.' So he did. Then the Lord called out again, 'Samuel.' Again, Samuel got up and went to Eli. 'Here I am. Did you call me?' 'I didn't call you, my son,' Eli said. 'Go back to bed.' Samuel did not yet know the Lord because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time. And once more, Samuel got up and went to Eli. 'Here I am. Did you call me?' Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, 'Go and lie down again. And if someone calls again, say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening."' So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before, 'Samuel, Samuel.' And Samuel replied, 'Speak, your servant is listening.'" How old were you when you first realized that God was calling your name? When that beloved hymn, "Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling, Calling for You and for Me," became more than just a song you'd heard maybe in Sunday school and in church, and became truth for you, became real to you. That soft and tender voice was actually a voice that you heard. Not audibly. I have yet to meet anyone in person who's told me they audibly heard the voice of God. I'm not saying that God doesn't do that ever, but it's very rare, as far at least in my experience, I've never heard God speak to me audibly, so it's a little bit different than Samuel's story, but it is no less real for the person who recognizes that the Lord of the universe is speaking to them. And not only speaking to them in the sense of, well, let me tell you how you should live or what you should do or pay better attention, or, you know, it's not just some whatever message that is coming. It is something very specific. That's why the Bible calls it a call. And a call is always individual. And one of the ways in which we know it is individual biblically, and we perceive it individually in our lives, is because it comes to us with our personal individual name attached. God didn't just call, hey, little boy living in the tabernacle in Shiloh. He knew Samuel. Not just his name, but he knew everything about him. Because God had created him. Even before he was conceived in his mother's womb, Scripture tells us that Samuel was in the mind of God. Because Scripture tells us that each and every one of us was in the mind of God before we were even conceived, let alone given birth and assigned a name, usually by our parents. God knew us. God formed us, as the psalmist speaks of in Psalm 139. He knit us together. And so when he calls us as individuals. He calls us by name. Because it is by name that he loves us. It is by name that he sent his son Jesus Christ into the world to die for us. Not just for the masses, but for you and for me individually. Yes, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, but it is very correct biblically to read your own name into that and to say, for God so loved Steve that he sent his one and only son. That if Steve believes, Steve will not perish, but have eternal life. God calls us individually. And so I come back to my question. When did you realize God calling you? When did your relationship with God move from being more than just simply, I've heard about God, I know about Jesus, I've read some stories in the Bible, I learned some stories in Sunday school, I read a book, I listened to a preacher, I had a pastor tell me. When have you moved from being the person who has simply been aware of God and actually heard him call you personally? In John chapter 10, Jesus uses the simile of a shepherd. He says, I am like a shepherd. And those who belong to me, my followers, are those who have heard my voice. And he says, I have called them by name. Individually. And they, Jesus says in John 10, have heard my voice and they follow me. And that second part is critical. Because the Bible is clear that there are many who hear the voice. They have heard the Christian voice. They have heard the biblical voice. They have heard God's voice in a general way. Perhaps they understand the Bible very well. Perhaps they have a good grasp on the basics of Christian theology. But they're like window shoppers. who walk down the street looking in the windows but never going in to buy. Because they have never responded to the personal call of God. See, Samuel thought that Eli, the priest, was calling him, and as the priest's servant, even though it was the middle of the night, it's his job to go up and go, "Here I am, what do you want of me?" But when Eli finally realizes what's going on and tells Samuel, "If you hear the call of God again," and now Eli realizes it's the call of God, "now you need to respond to God," he's telling Samuel. But Samuel doesn't want to respond to God. What if Samuel hears a call, but says, "No, I've kind of heard what God does when people answer his call"? I heard the story of Moses, for example, Samuel might say to himself. "For I've been taught the story of Moses by Eli," if he had not been old enough to be taught by his own mom before he came to live there. "The story of Moses, who's minding his own business, taking care of the sheep. He's married. He's got a family. Things are fine. And God calls to Moses." And Moses could have kind of just walked away. And even when God gets Moses' attention, if you remember the story at the beginning of Exodus, and tells Moses what he wants him to do, because that was always part of God's call. Part of responding to God's call is that we are called to follow. Like Jesus calling his disciples, he said, "Follow me." Immediately had to do something. The fishermen, for example, had to give up fishing in order to follow him. He didn't just say, "Believe in me. Check the box that says, yes, Jesus is the Messiah. Yes, that you need to know those things, for they are true. But now follow me." And Samuel could have done some window shopping and gone, "Eli, I'm okay following you, the priest, but I don't know that I want to follow God. What if he asked me to do something I'd rather not do?" And actually, if you continue reading in chapter 3, and maybe you did this week as part of your Bible reading plan, you'll see something that God asked Samuel that I am convinced, even though Samuel doesn't say it directly, he really didn't want to do. Because he was given a vision, a very unpleasant vision, that he had to go and tell Eli about his family. And again, you can read that for yourself. My point is that while God calls and knows you by name, you must respond. I must respond. And so the question that comes to us from the Samuel story today, the question that comes such as from Jesus' passage in chapter 10 of John, if we have heard the call of God, have we responded? Have we, like Samuel says, "Yes, your servant is listening. I am laying my life before you. I'm willing to go where you send me." Not just willing to acknowledge who you are, but willing to be the person that you created me to be. As the mission statement of our church says, it is to know Christ, which is kind of in the sense of becoming familiar with him, getting to know him, hearing that call and recognizing it at his call, but then it's become like Christ. That requires an action on our part, a willingness. We do not automatically become like Christ just because we have heard a call. We must respond to it. And so it was for me at age 10 that I first understood what it meant that God was calling me. I've shared this story with you before, that I was at a summer camp, and at that camp the speaker talked about making a commitment to the God that we had learned about, committing our lives to him, that God desired to have, as it is sometimes expressed, a personal relationship with Steve. Not just he wanted Steve, like other people, to believe that he exists and that he's God and he created the world and all these other and all the Bible stories that I'd learned in Sunday school and from my parents. And all of that is good, but that's just the foundation. That's just the beginning. Am I going to go into the shop? Am I going to take that thing that I saw through the window and go, that's for me. I'm going to buy that. Jesus gave a parable, if you remember. And he said, the kingdom of God that is becoming part of my kingdom is seeing something of great price and being willing to sell everything you have in order to buy that pearl of great price. An illustration of the importance of giving ourselves to the call of God. To be like Samuel, and to be like so many others in Scripture who say yes. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus speaks the words familiar to most of us. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It is a call to come to him. Again, not just a call to be aware of him, not just a call to come to church and listen to about him. Not just a call to read the Bible to become more knowledgeable about him. But it's to come to me. Become a follower. Hear my voice as your shepherd. Again, back to John 10. And follow me so when I call, you are one of mine. Where I lead, as your shepherd, you go. When I build a hedge around you to protect you, you recognize the importance of being obedient to that hedge and not straying. And all the wonderful metaphors and ways in which Scripture describes what a relationship with God is like. But it requires both the call of God, which is always His initiative, and it requires our response, our willingness to say yes, our willingness to see that beautiful reality before us and then step forth and to give whatever it is that God may ask in order for that to become part of our life. And sometimes that giving isn't easy. In fact, Jesus even went so far to say, if you want to gain your life, that is, if you want to live eternally as one of my sheep, you need to be willing to give up your life, even to the point of be willing to die to yourself. That sounds extreme. That sounds unpleasant. That sounds difficult. And yes, that's the point that Jesus is making. Because it is difficult. It is extreme, at least compared to what most people are willing to do. But if you're willing to give up your life, you will gain eternal life. You will gain, again, John chapter 10, an abundant life. I have come to give life, Jesus says in another part of John chapter 10, but in the context of what the shepherd does for the sheep, I have come to give life and to give it in abundance or to give it to the full. That's for you and me, but it cannot be ours unless we become followers, unless we respond to the call. Many are called, Scripture says. Many hear the voice of God in one way or another, but will they respond to that voice? Samuel did. Speak, your servant is listening. In my prayer for each one of us today, if that is not something that we yet have consciously done, that today might be the day. And if someone were to ask you, at what age did you hear the call of God and respond? It might be the age that you are right now. That's between you and God. That's your heart reaching out to God's heart, even as God's heart has reached out and spoken to yours. But do not leave a text like 1 Samuel chapter 3. Do not leave a church service like this, still asking yourself, have I responded? Or have I just heard and said, that's nice, but I'd rather just live life my way. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. The beginning of a new relationship. From that moment on, Samuel heard the voice of God and knew who God was speaking to and understood what God was asking of him. May that be true for us as well. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the story of Samuel, how this young boy, we're not giving his age, but probably somewhere in his early teens, perhaps. But whatever his age, he was still a boy. He was not yet a man. And while he'd heard about you from Eli, from his mom, from his parents, Scripture tells us that he didn't know you yet. And so when you called to him, it was not a voice with which he was familiar. He was confused. And he kind of responded the way any human being would be responding, and he thought Eli had called him. But it was Eli who helped him understand that God was calling, but it was still Samuel who had to say yes to God. It was still Samuel who, having heard that call one more time, now realizing that God was calling him, that he was willing to say, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. He's listening for what God desires. He's listening for what it means to be in relationship with God. He is responding to that call. And so may it be the same for us. Whether we did this a long, long time ago, maybe for some of us even about the same age as Samuel, but it is still an important question for us today. Are we still listening? Not just for the call, for it's there, it's initiated by God, but are we listening for how to respond, for what God is asking of us, how we live our lives in relationship to the God who sent his Son, who loved us, and gave his life for us. Father, we thank you for your word that reminds us, that teaches us, that helps us once again to, in our own hearts and in our relationship with you, to ask that important question, have I heard the call and have I responded? We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.